This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
I want to talk about the dark side of the self-storage industry, and I want to talk about my, Mark Helm's, upcoming boot camp in January 2026. My name is Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy. Quick Start Academy houses the training like this that I offer, both free and paid for. There's courses on there, and there's a lot of free training and videos on there. You can find out more about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. But I've talked about this issue a few times. I want to talk about it again at the end of 2025. So I was glad to see an article in the ISS magazine from an associate editor on an article that he had read in Slate magazine, Slate's online magazine. Now, I read that same article. Let me show you the headlines. Sneaky rate increase policy sweeping the self-storage industry. Unsavory practices popped up by a small number of operators leave some customers feeling stuck. Now, I don't know how small a number of operators are actually using the techniques that we're going to talk about today, but I have a feeling it's pretty large from what I've seen. And the article focuses on a lady who rented a 10x10 for $45. In less than 1 year, her rent went up to $220 a month. That's a 389% rent increase in less than 12 months. Now, she worked, lived alone, had a hard time getting there to try to find another place to get it out, so she just wrote it out. And Slate magazine wrote about this practice. I think unsavory is a very mild way for this writer at Slate magazine to talk about it. In my world, it's abuse and it's immoral to be having a 389% increase on a customer in 1 year. Now, this practice is started with the REITs, but it's spread out throughout the industry. I've employed it myself, nowhere near to that degree, but I've employed it myself. This algorithmic pricing, and basically, it's you will raise the price as far as you can before a customer leaves. The REITs are the worst. An Extra Space is the absolute worst of the REITs that I've seen. I rent a lot of units in a lot of markets to see my competitors and to see what's going on. At Extra Space, I've had a 150% increase in less than a year. I am paying currently, and I'm going to stay there just to see how long it goes, I'm paying well above the in-store rate. Basically, they're raising the rate as far as they can until I move out. Now, as an industry, we better get a handle on this practice, and we better get a handle on it damn quick. Because if not, a handle is going to be gotten on it by regulators. Already in California, Bill 709 is passed. Now, originally, it was designed to put a limit on the increase that a self-storage operator in the state of California can charge. Because of lobbying, it got watered down. And the bill now just mandates that there is a first page disclosure on all rental agreements showing the maximum potential rate, who the owners are, so that a customer can get in contact with them, and termination steps that they can take as a customer. Now, this is just the first state. As these complaints come in state by state to the state's attorney general, eventually every state, just like they did with late fees, is going to have some type of regulation on this practice. Now, so far, for the most part, the self-storage industry has stayed below the radar of the public in terms of favorable approval and not favorable approval. But with articles like you see in the Slate magazine, with legislation that's starting to come out on this practice, it ain't gonna stay that way very long. What's interesting is this reporter went to a National Association conference. Now, he didn't say whether it was the SSA or the ISS. I have a feeling it was the SSA, due to when the article came out. And he attended the sessions. And he attended all the sessions on revenue pricing. And he was in one particular session where there was a panel up front of operators who use this practice. We call it dynamic pricing, but it's not dynamic pricing. At least not what was done to the lady in the article in the Slate magazine. What he found interesting was they were talking about it. They were talking about how aggressive they can be. And no one really stood up to challenge the practice. He heard comments from panel members such as, "Most customers are none the wiser when they move in on a discounted rate to get them in there, knowing that you're going to be raising it 100, 200% in the first 12 months. Now look, we're not against having rate increases. We're not against offering incentives to move people in. What customers want to see, and what your mother would want to see, is transparent pricing. Like, here is our street rate, and here's our move-in rate, and here's how long we're going to have the move-in rate for you. Here's how long the discount's going to apply." Now, I want to shift for a minute. I want to talk about my upcoming boot camp in January 2026. It's a virtual online 2-day boot camp with a 3-month follow-up. Now, in that boot camp, we're going to talk about how, as a small self-storage operator, we deal with this, how we deal with it in our acquisition criteria, how we deal with it in our analyzing and underwriting potential deals, and how we deal with it as we own and operate self-storage facilities. Customers want honesty and transparency. That should not be too much to offer somebody who is paying your mortgage, paying your profit, and creating your wealth. If you're interested in finding out more about the upcoming self-storage boot camp, there will be a link, if you're watching this on YouTube, in the comment section and in the description. If you're on Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, there'll be a link in the text portion of this episode, episode 482. And in that link, you can find out more information about the upcoming boot camp, what's covered in it, what its costs are. But probably the most important thing I want to leave you with today is, if you're considering getting in the self-storage business, I know it can be overwhelming. And in the boot camp, we break it down step by step. You'll have a 300 plus page workbook that you'll have to, so after the weekend, you can go through those steps. But more importantly, you'll become, for 3 months, a member of the Inner Circle as a follow-up. And in the Inner Circle, what we do is we meet weekly with the people who are in your boot camp and with people who've been through other ones and are currently either getting in, and most of them in the Inner Circle now are in the self-storage business, and you will share what you're doing. They will share what they've done and what they're currently doing and what best practices are. And it's a support group so that you can implement and deploy what you learn over the weekend from people who are doing it right now. You won't be alone trying to figure this out after the weekend. So in the link, there's a website that goes over what's in the boot camp, what the payment plans are if you need it, how much it costs. It's 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock Eastern time on a Friday, January 16th, and on a Saturday, January 17th. And then the follow-ups are on Fridays at noon. And if you can't make them, they're recorded. And if you want to get in the storage business, we're here to support you. And we want to do it with integrity, and we want to do it the right way. So back to our topic at hand. I strongly suggest as an industry we get a handle on this, or a handle is going to be gotten on it for us. No one wants regulation telling, I don't want to be told how much I can raise my rents. I also don't want to treat customers in an abusive way. So let's get a handle on it, and we better do it quick. That's all I got to say on the matter on today's episode. And thank you for letting me do my rant. It feels good every now and then to have some righteous indignation. Thanks for letting me do that. And I look forward to being with you next week.